Hello everyone and welcome to New Sex Tour Review. Today's product is the Rosie 38.8 pound realistic silicone big ass sex doll with bubble butt from Love Nestle. So this is big butt. Like, they're all called big butts. This is the biggest butt. This is one butt to rule them all. So without further ado, let's jump into it. Let's compare Rosie, which is the Love Nestle doggy style ass over here, to Naomi, which is the Love Nestle doggy style ass over here. Now, obviously there's a size difference, there's a weight difference, and there's a price difference. But they both have Love Nestle's quality. So the Naomi is 10 pounds. That was technically 10.8, but let's just round to the nearest whole number. So we got 10 pounds for Naomi. We have 38.8 whatever pound, 40 pounds. 40 pounds for Rosie, 10 pounds for Naomi. Naomi weighs 10 pounds and costs $250. Rosie weighs about 40 pounds and costs $750. So be aware. Now, I enjoy Naomi very much because she's very light. Let me show you. So with these sorts of toys, you can use them like a pocket pussy. You just hold them in your hands like you would hold a woman, like, you know, like cup her butt cheeks with your hands and just use it, thrust into it, jerk off with it, that sort of thing. And because it only weighs 10 pounds, it's very easy to manipulate. And because it's a Love Nestle torso rather than a, like some of these other brands that use TPE, it has like this muscle feeling. And I don't know, this, again, I don't know if the camera picking this up. The skin is very textured. It looks very realistic because it's silicone. So it feels great in the hands. It feels good when you're thrusting into it. It only weighs 10 pounds. You can use it like a pocket pussy and just thrust into it or jerk off with it. So Naomi's been great. I'm not knocking Naomi, but Rosie is life size. So Naomi's only 10 pounds. You could tell she's on the small side. She's not exactly life size. Rosie, on the other hand, she's got junk in the trunk for days. Rosie isn't just life size. She is thick as fuck. So, I mean, okay, I'm going to try to show this off, but it's going to be really hard. First off, let me get on the other side. Rosie, unlike Naomi, is not easy to pick up. You cannot pick, like, she weighs 40 pounds. And this is just for the ass. This isn't for the doll itself. Like, Celestina's entire body weighs 70 pounds. Rosie, just this ass, is 40 pounds. That's more than half of Celestina's entire body weight. So let's say you want to hold the Rosie like Naomi. You want to just pick it up, hold it in your hands, thrust into it like you're using a pocket pussy, but with something more realistic feeling in your hands. Let me show you how hard that is, because it's floppy, and it's not floppy because it's unrealistic. It has like that muscle texture, but the ass is so big that it just kind of moves around in your hands. So let me show you. Like, Jesus fucking Christ. So yeah, I'm trying to pick it up with my arms extended, and it's really hard. Like, picking up 40 pounds with your arms at full extension because I'm trying to stay out of the camera is not easy. So Rosie's heavy as shit. She is so goddamn heavy. There's no way. I mean, maybe for a couple seconds, you can kind of hold her butt cheeks in your hand as you kind of like pull her towards you. But you're going to want to basically have sex with Rosie while she's laying on something similar to a full torso doll. So most of the time, you get the full torso dolls that have like the butt, the boobs, everything. And you can have sex with them in the missionary position or in the doggy style position. With the asses, you can hold them in your hands and just jerk off with them, because they're light. Rosie is not light. You're going to be having sex with her like a doll. Now, this is going to be kind of awkward, because if you lay her down and try to have missionary sex with her, she's just a butt. So what do? So here's something to think about. Number one, notice Rosie is kind of angled up, whereas Naomi is not. This is because Rosie's ass is so big that it actually causes the entire doll to rotate and stick up, which means missionary is going to be very difficult. You're going to have to do a mating press position if you actually want to have like clearance into that pussy.
which is fine. However, what I recommend, and you can see the legs are in the perfect position for this, is doggy style. This ass is ideal for doggy style. You just need something that's like at a certain height to where it's kind of in line with your genitals. So it could be some boxes, it could be the edge of your bed, it could be the side of a counter. It doesn't matter. Something that allows you to thrust into her in the doggy style position, it's great. These leg stumps, which don't move by the way, they're just in a fixed position, but these are perfect for stabilizing her in the doggy style position. Now notice Naomi, her legs are bent out. So see how that looks? Naomi is not in the flat doggy style position, which is fine because she only weighs 10 pounds. You can just hold her in your hands and jerk off with her. Rosie weighs too much for that sort of thing, but the doggy style is great. So before we show her, I'm going to show you the butt. Don't worry, I know you're waiting for it, but let me show you her other pieces. Like, she has the same quality as Naomi. The skin has realistic texture and color. The detail on the belly button, the labia, everything looks completely real. If I showed you a zoom-in picture of her, you would swear it was a real woman. Now, I can't show you that in this video, but if you go to Love Nestle, you can see videos and pictures, and you can see everything at lovenestle.com. I just can't show you that in this video, but trust me, it looks very realistic, and it feels realistic. Again, it has this muscle composite material. Like, it's not just a big floppy thing of TP. It feels like a real woman's body. Her butt is extremely supple and soft, but the rest of her body has that Love Nestle quality where it feels real. So, like, again, I'm going to push into her body and I can feel some resistance. It's not just sink. I could sink into it, but it's not that bad compared to most TPE butts. My fingers would just sink into them until I hit the skeleton. That's not the case with Rosie. All right, without further ado, let me flip her over, show you the goods, and I'll flip over Naomi as well. We'll do some spank comparisons. Okay, so now we have Rosie, we have Naomi. Now you can see Naomi's butt. There's nothing, like, I actually prefer a butt like this. It's enough to grab, but it's not too big. It's not so big that it's gonna, like, because the thing is, when you're trying to fuck Rosie, if you hit it at a wrong angle, her butt cheeks are actually going to, like, push you back. So you can't even get balls deep unless you angle it just right. That could be, you know, again, to each their own. If you like giant asses, this is definitely the doll for you. If you like something that's like a nice handful, but nothing too crazy, it's fine. Now here's the thing. Naomi, I praised this to Love Nestle. Naomi's butt feels perfect. I've always had a problem with the Love Nestle dolls. Their butts are too squishy and floppy. They kind of feel like boobs. For whatever reason, the Naomi butt feels perfect. It's got some firmness and some squish, but it's not too soft. And I think it's just because of the size. Whatever they fill the butts with, probably a gel or something, they didn't put that much of it in this smaller butt. So this is a nice squishy butt feel. So I'll just do this. You know, I've already reviewed the Naomi. I do recommend the Naomi. It's only 10 pounds, only $250. It's on sale right now. But if you're in the market for a doggy style ass, you want something small that you can pick up and jerk off with, then I recommend Naomi. But let's look at Rosie. All right, Rosie, look at that. Now, I'm not joking. When you're using this doll, it will twerk just from the motion, just from the momentum. And like I said, the leg stumps hold it in the doggy style position. So you're like, here, I'll just, you know, like you're hitting her pussy. And look, her butt cheeks, they're automatically doing the, like, the little twerk type of motion. Isn't that awesome? So not only are the butt cheeks, you know, like, you're gonna get that, like, slap, you can see the ripples going through her butt cheeks. You can make her twerk. You can have, like, give her, you know, you put your dick between her butt cheeks, and she can give you a butt cheek job. Now, her butt cheeks are squishy, but they don't, like, here's the thing. They don't feel like boobs, but they feel like a big ass, like a big soft ass, which is entirely appropriate for Rosie. Like, a big soft squishy ass would be entirely inappropriate for a doll like Naomi that's, like, small. But for a giant ghetto booty like this, that's exactly what it should feel like. So the Rosie doll ass feels perfect. Now, I'm not personally into giant asses, but I've fucked a few fat chicks in my day, so I know what an ass is supposed to feel like, and I know what a fat chick's ass feels like. So this feels perfect. This feels completely natural and realistic. So if you're into big booties and fat bitches and all that stuff, this is definitely the doll for you. Again, just like, now, because it's already sticking up in the doggy style position, you can easily access her vagina and her butt from here. And as you're hitting it, you're going to get that feedback. Now, I'm not doing anything to the torso to make it push back. It's just, it's so stable that when you're thrusting into it, it's going to automatically respond to you. Isn't it amazing? And it weighs so much. See, normally what happens is you don't want to get too rough with a doll unless you're holding on to it, because you don't want the doll to kind of roll away or fall away. But Rosie weighs 40 pounds. She's not going anywhere. So you could just kind of, you don't even have to hold on to her butt cheeks like you're trying to stabilize the doll. The doll is perfectly stable. You can hold it like you would a woman. Just kind of hold her butt cheeks and just like, you know, thrust into her like this, and it's going to be great. So as far as the feeling goes, it feels 100% natural. 100%. If you're into this sort of thing, if you like big asses, definitely get this. I praise Love Nestle for their realism and their quality, and this is no exception. Now, what you see is what you get. Think about what type of women you're into, what kind of qualities you like, and also be aware of price and weight. So I know at least one of you out there has a disability where you can't lift more than 50 pounds. Rosie, by herself, just this ass, weighs 40 pounds. This is on the upper end of what you can lift, period. Now, but again, if you like giant asses, it's less than 50 pounds, go nuts. But just be aware, she is very heavy. I mean, 40 pounds doesn't sound like a lot, but it's a very awkward, squishy 40 pounds. It's not like it has a handle, you can just pick it up like a briefcase. This is like a very awkward, floppy 40 pounds to lift. So if you're into big asses, if you're into, you know, realism and especially doggy style, this torso is ideal for doggy style. It's not so good for missionary because it's just the ass. If you're trying to thrust into it missionary style, you're going to be laying on top of her with nothing to interact with as you thrust into her. It'll still work. You're going to have to do the mating press position, but it will still work. But it's ideal for doggy style. But if you want to save a little bit of money, if you want something a little bit smaller, a little bit lighter, and a lot cheaper, you can go with Naomi for only $250. So both of these are from Love Nestle. I mean, I'm technically reviewing this one, but I wanted to compare both of these torsos. Again, they're very different, but they fulfill the same need. And so think about what you want. If you want absolute realism and you like big asses and you're willing to pay a little more and you can lift more than 40 pounds easily, then check out Rosie. If you want something lighter, cheaper, easier to handle, easier to use, you could basically use it like a fleshlight. You just pick it up and use it. You don't have to worry about like bracing it against something and thrusting into it. Then check out Naomi. They're both great torsos. Honestly, the only thing is I'm not into this body type as much. So me personally, I prefer Naomi to Rosie because I'm just not into giant asses. But if you're into giant asses, then definitely get Rosie. Absolutely worth the money. So anyway, that's all I have to say about these torsos. Love Nestle makes great stuff, very realistic, feels real in the hands, which no other doll does. Dolls either, they look good, but then they feel squishy and rubbery because that's what they are. Love Nestle has figured out the secret sauce to make the dolls look and feel real while still being very affordable. Like, $750 is a lot, but that's about the same price as what you pay elsewhere for a much inferior product. So with Love Nestle, you're getting a better product for the same price. So there's no reason not to buy from Love Nestle. Anyway, that's all I have to say. Now, there's no coupon code, but if you use the link in the description of this video, it will take you to the page and automatically apply a 15% off coupon code. So it's normally $750. So take 15% off of that. Excellent deal. Naomi's already on sale. I'm not 100% sure if the coupon code will apply, but there's a link. If you go to the page, there's links to all the Love Nestle products that I've reviewed. You can click on the appropriate link and it'll apply the 15% off coupon code. I think it might stack with the coupon it's already, because it's like their anniversary. So It might stack with their anniversary sale, but I'm not 100% sure. If it doesn't, I apologize. But anyway, just Love Nestle's great. So whatever you're into, whatever kind of body type you're into, check it out. But if you're into big asses, definitely check out Rosie. It is excellent. I mean, again, just one more time for the fans. Look at this. I'm just gonna slap it. I'm gonna slap it. And look, she's moving with me. I don't need my other hand to stabilize her, and her butt is going, like, responding to my body and twerking on me automatically, just through physics. There's not, like, any kind of robotic twerking mechanism. It's just the physics of me hitting her pussy from this side, making her ass jiggle. And actually, I haven't done a proper spank test. We need to do a proper spank test. All right, so we'll do one cheek at a time. Right cheek. Look at that. Look at that. That is that. Let's do left cheek. There we go. And let's grab her butt cheeks and just flop them around and squish them together and jiggle them. There you go. Good times. Good times will be had by all. Anyway, that's all I have to say. Thank you, Love Nestle, for sending me Rosie and also Naomi. Check out the coupon codes. Check out the links. Save 15% on your order. This is Turd Flingy Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.